Hello and welcome to Fool's Daily. You may have been expecting Mike and Conrad from the Mike and Conrad show, but today you've got Joel. I'm here on my own to talk about small games. I'm going to be doing a small series of Fool's Dailies for the show, which will each one talk about a small pocket-sized game. Those kind of pocket rocket games that you can have, that you can stick into a bag when going to a tournament, or in your pocket. And in those moments where you just want to get a bit of casual gaming in, or just pass the time while waiting for another tournament round to start, it's the kind of thing you can sit down with your mates, break out, and have a bit of fun with. The one I'm going to start with this week, or at least today on Fool's Daily, is Dobble. Dobble's a card game, which I stumbled across at a local gaming store, but I've since seen them at places like WH Smith so, and other Toy Masters and things like that, so they're fairly commonplace now. The cards are a bit different to a normal deck of cards. There's 55 of them for a start, and they're circular rather than the traditional rectangular shape we might be used to. The quality of the cards is pretty good. Dobble itself is a shape and pattern matching game. It's a bit like Advanced Snap, perhaps. It's the kind of game that you can easily play with even young children, and it's highly entertaining when played with a bunch of drunken adults, as various people I've played it with will attest to. On each card, on each card face, there are a mixture of symbols. Now, there are 50 different symbols in Dobble, and 8 of them appear on any given card. The mixture of the 8 is unique to each card, and they've structured it in such a way that any two cards you pick in the deck of 55, any two at all, only have one symbol that matches to another card. And this is how the mechanics of the game work out. So if I just pick two cards at random, there's one and there's another one, play. I can see from a variety of symbols here, I see a spider, a ladybird, a web, a candle, the sun, a treble clef, a pencil, those kind of things. The random stuff. And they're all different colours as well. So purples, yellows, oranges, reds, greens. And on the card, the symbols are all different sizes and orientations as well. So sometimes a symbol will be very large and very prominent on the card, and other times it may be small. Or it may be the other way up based on how you're looking at it. The card's being circular after all. This can make it quite difficult at speed to find the one symbol that matches and to quickly pair it up. On these two cards I'm holding here, it happens to be the spider, which I've just spotted now. The game itself can be played in 5 different ways. There are 5 little mini-games, the first of which is really simple. You hand everybody a card face down. You stand the rest of the cards in a face-up pile in the centre of the table. And on the word go, you flip over your card, and you have to try and match your card to the card in the middle. There'll be one matching symbol. If you spot yours first, shout it out, grab the card before anybody else does, and pop it on your pile. And now that reveals a new card in the centre, and you have a new card you have to match with as well. So you're constantly trying to match new things, and everybody else may be trying to spot theirs as well. In that game, whoever ends up with the most cards wins. So as you can see, it can cause some slapdash stuff and hilarity. The fun things we've had happen have been often when people just call out random things because they're not quite sure what the symbol is. And there's also the thing where everyone tries to grab for a card at once until you can get there quickest. It's great fun. There are the other variants of the game that you can play. Include things like having to spot what's on your opponent's card and then pass them your card. And whoever ends up with the most cards loses, a kind of hot potato kind of game with it. It can work well from anywhere, from 2 players up to, the maximum I've played it with so far is 8. Which has been pretty good going, really. It's basically how many, the varying size of the game, the limit seems to be how many people can you actually get around a table at a position where they can feasibly grab at the deck. But as long as you can get people sat around where they can all comfortably reach, there's really no limit to the amount of players you could probably have with double. The games itself take only a few minutes per hand, and to play through all five games, if you wish to, would take probably only 10-15 minutes for a bunch of 4 to 5 players. So it's one of those quick little things you can just have a little bit of fun with and kind of turn your brain off from a bit, as really you're going back to playing a version of Snap, which is, a little bit relaxing than maybe some of the strategy games we all go and play. As I said, the actual game itself is just made up of the cards. You get them in a nice round tin, which will keep them all protected. They come with the appropriate rule book, which has the details of all five of the mini games inside it. It fits neatly into a pocket, and it retails for about £12, is what I've seen it going for, although you can probably get it slightly cheaper on things like Amazon. It's by a company called Asmodee. You'll find them at www.asmodee.com, and you'll probably find this game in any local game shop, or at online retailers. So yeah, Double. I've played it with my own children, my family, who absolutely love it. It's one of the few games that my wife will get involved with. She's not a normal gamer herself. And I've also taken it to both tournaments and to the Squigs Club on occasion. And so far, on just the first playing it, two of my fellow Squigs have now gone and bought the game. So I'm taking that as a vote of confidence in its ability to just get people involved and just have a bit of mindless fun. It's that kind of laugh. Nice, simple, easy to carry, and I thought it was a perfect game to start talking about these kind of pocket games. I think I'm going to try and push it this week. I'm going to try for two, because I'm pretty sure I haven't hit Mike's bells and whistles yet to signify I've got to talk too long. So the next one I'm going to talk about is one called Pleasant Dreams. Pleasant Dreams is another card game. This is a two-player game, but could also be played solitaire if you just wish to pass the time. This is one game that's currently on Kickstarter. It's finished, it's successfully completed, and it'll be available in the stores probably in about a month's time. I was able, through backing the Kickstarter to a fairly high level for the Kickstarter, which still wasn't much money, to get a set of the cards sent through months in advance. So I've actually had this and been able to play with it for a little while. Pleasant Dreams is an interesting game with a story to it. You imagine that you and your friend are dreaming, your children dreaming. The idea is to try and stay asleep and prevent your dreams turning into nightmares. Okay. To do this, you have to use a game of taking risks and trying to push your luck and trying to force the opponent into a mistake. There are lots of lovely cards. They're tarot-sized cards, so quite long and thin, and they have artwork on both sides of them. Okay. Some of these are nice things that can happen, like nice calming teddy bears that can reduce your wakefulness and help you get into a deeper sleep. But there could be more very terrifying visions that could come along and make it worse for you, like a nasty puppets and sort of rocking horses that have gone skeletal and things like this. The kind of sort of thing you might imagine in a child's imagination in a nursery. It's sort of dissected toy rabbits and things like this. It's kind of weird. The game itself is a very simple turn-based game. What you do is you can choose to flip over as many cards as you like at once, up to a maximum of 5. These form the dream that you're having at the time. And then you resolve the cards and see how much wakefulness they add to you. Maybe they'll add 3 or 4, or maybe you'll be able to take 1 or 2 away with some of the teddy bears that appear in the deck. And your object is to stay asleep and reduce your wakefulness as much as possible. Now, you can also, with some cards, start stacking the deck slightly against your opponent to see how much they dare to take. Because the cards must be resolved in order, you get some opportunity to mess with your opponent's mind in more ways than one. There are also some cards the player can have, two that they keep back, which can do particular abilities, which will allow them to reset the dreams perhaps, or be able to deal with things in any order to achieve different effects. But these things are generally one-off goes. The game itself plays very quickly. There are only a handful of cards, really. And it's quite an interesting game when you get the hang of it. It takes a couple of hands to get into it. But again, it's a game that very easily fits inside a pocket. It has beautiful art on it. I'll see if I can put some in some show notes for you, because there's some really lovely, creepy pictures. Anyone who's into Malifaux and enjoys the Dreamer or the Nightmare Cruise, or really any of the Neverborn that kind of play with the woes or children ideas, these cards will be artwork right up your street. You can see some very creepy images, but also they've got that kind of twisted reality thing going on, which just makes this interesting. The game itself is going to retail quite cheaply, I believe. I think the entire thing, for me to get this advanced order and everything, and certainly back less than £20 for the Kickstarter and all the ones I'm going to get, and I think the game will retail at less than £15. Probably a lot less. So it's really, really nice. You can find out more details about it at Argen Games. That's A-E-R-J-E-N Games. And they should be able to have that up and running soon. So it takes about 5-10 minutes to play, one or two players, and it's aimed currently at about 13+. I think some of the images might creep out some younger children, but I've played it with my kids and they're fine. I hope. Maybe I haven't mentally scarred them too much. Well, I guess that this will be my first go at doing a Fool's Daily, and I'll leave it there for today. So next time I'll be back with one or two more pocket games, and we'll see if we can have you gaming between your games as much as possible. I've been Joel. Thank you for listening.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter. We're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.